by immersing a part of your body in alcohol? Well, that was vaguely the hypothesis that a festive team of doctors from Hillerød Hospital in Denmark decided to investigate. And Dr. Christian Hansen joins me to tell us what they did. Hello, Christian.
Hello.
Well, they say that Heineken refreshes the parts that other beers fail to reach. What were you trying to do?
Well, in Denmark we have an urban myth that alcohol can pass through your feet if you submerge them in alcohol, vodka mainly. So we thought that that was quite an important study to do because it's never been shown that alcohol can pass through your skin. There's been done some studies with the cadavers and that didn't really show anything in particular. So
it's hard to tell whether someone who's dead is drunk though, isn't it?
Exactly.
So what did you do?
Well, we bought some of the cheapest vodka we could get our hands on, and we sat down for 3 hours submerging our feet in this vodka at the hospital.
When you say submerging your feet, do you mean as in when you have those stereotypical pictures of someone with a cold and they sit there in an armchair with their feet in a bowl of hot water and a towel wrapped around their head? Is that what you were sort of doing? You had your feet immersed in a bowl of vodka?
Yeah, except for the towel, that would probably be a fairly good image of what we did. And we had the lab examine our blood for ethanol for the 3 hours, the duration of the experiment.
So blood samples were taken regularly during the experiment to determine what the concentration of alcohol was in the bloodstream at any point?
Exactly, every 30 minutes. And they were, of course, rushed to the lab to make sure that the ethanol concentration didn't reach lethal levels.
And how many of you were participating in the study?
Three of us. And we were all employed at the hospital. So we had no students or volunteers in the experiment.
Okay. Did you find any alcohol getting into the bloodstream?
None at all. At first we thought quite confident and happy, almost intoxicated, but we actually measured if we had any spontaneous hocks occur or and stated our self-confidence level, but it didn't really show any significant changes.
So in other words, as well as measuring the level of ethanol in the bloodstream, you were also doing subjective measures of whether you were experiencing inebriation, Dutch courage, or in this case, Danish courage, and speaking too much, speaking loudly, that kind of thing. And everyone had that, but they didn't actually register any alcohol.
No, it didn't.
Did anyone get tempted to drink the alcohol after the study when people's feet had been in it?
Yeah, it was kind of difficult because we didn't really know what to do with the alcohol. It should be disinfected and no bacteria should be present, so it was quite difficult putting it in the toilet afterwards. So it was quite a shame, but the study was effectful, I'd say.
So talking seriously for a minute, the implication is that you can't actually absorb alcohol in any way, shape or form, at least at the level of detection of your assay. In other words, how sensitive the lab's test is, which is probably pretty good. And so this suggests that people actually are going to have to take alcohol through their mouth or potentially through other routes in order to get it into the body, but definitely not through the skin.
Yes, I'd say through the mouth would probably be the golden standard. But we've only measured vodka with 38.5% of alcohol. So there should be experiments done with stronger alcohol, I'd say.
So maybe onto the Calvados next year then?
Yes, probably.
Christian, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good to have you with us. That's Christian Hansen from Hillerød Hospital in Denmark, and you can actually find the paper where they describe doing that experiment in the December edition of the British Medical Journal. Kat.